This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbab rasulillahi salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, yaqulu rabbuna jalla wa ala, wa kathalika ja'alna likulli nabiyyin aduwa, shayateen al-insi wal-jin, yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din zukhruf al-qawli ghurura, ولو شاء الله ما فعلوا فذرهم وما يفترون. In these beautiful verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the messenger of Allah, and through the messenger of Allah, the believers, and thus we have declared it to be, that for every messenger we have designated enemies, devil ones, evil ones, amongst humans as well amongst the jinn, where they whisper to one another زخرف القول, eloquent speech, غرورا, for the sake of deluding and deceiving the minds. ولو شاء الله ما فعلوه, and had it been the will of Allah, they would have never been able to do so. فذرهم وما يفترون, so leave them and all that which they fabricate. This verse came to mind, as you know, the biggest annual sporting event of the year is coming up this Sunday, the Super Bowl. And as we all know, and we've said this before, that the most watched event on planet Earth is the World Cup. Second most watched annual event is the UEFA Championship, soccer championship. And then the third most watched one is the Super Bowl. Lots of people watch the Super Bowl. What's fascinating about this is, during the Super Bowl, the average, the 3 hours of the Super Bowl, people who watch the Super Bowl, they will get to see 70 advertisements, 70 commercials. The average cost of one commercial that runs for 30 seconds, half a minute, is about $8 million. That comes to about $267,000 per second. That is how much money they are paying. That is not about making the commercial itself, the production. No, this is just to air it. Just to air it, these companies will be paying $8 million for half a minute, for 30 seconds. And these people do so because it works. Advertisement gives you the opportunity to showcase your product to people. So in principle, advertisement, as long as it's honest, is good. We have no problem with advertisement. What we have a problem with, though, is propaganda. Advertisement is good, legitimate, good business, lots of talent and creativity. What is bad is propaganda. And these are methods wherein people use words, images to manipulate people, to make them believe in things that are not necessarily true, or to make them reject things that are absolutely true. And what you do is you use propaganda. So in the beautiful verses that were recited upon us, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوَّ شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ. And thus it became to be that we have designated, allowed to happen, that every messenger shall have enemies. Amongst them are devilish humans, as well as the devils, the jinns themselves. What do they do? يُحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. They whisper to one another this half-truth, eloquent speech, غُرُورًا, for the sake of deluding and deceiving the minds. What's interesting here, قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ شياطين الجن شياطين الإنس, the devilish humans. جاء في الحديث قال يا أبا ذر تعوذ من شياطين الإنس والجن. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم speaking to Abu Dhar, he said, Abu Dhar, seek refuge in Allah from the evil ones, from the devilish humans, as well as the devils amongst the jinn. فقال أبو ذر يا رسول الله أمين الإنس شياطين. Brother Allah, you mean that amongst humans are devils? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم وهم أشد من شياطين الجن. He said, by all means, amongst humans are devils. And he said that they are far worse than the real devils out there. What do they do? They use propaganda. And the Quran is so beautiful. It describes what this propaganda is. This propaganda is زخرف القول. This is beautiful speech, eloquent speech, half truth. And the point of it is to delude the mind and to deceive people. And we live in times where propaganda is truly the name of the game. And see, as they say that violence is important for dictatorships, supposedly in a democracy, propaganda is to democracy what violence is to dictatorship. That is going to be needed. Because see, any time that you need to be oppressive and you need to be violent, you must have an ideology that would legitimize, explain your violence. And that comes in the form of propaganda. And that's why they say, if you let them convince you of absurdities, you will allow them to commit atrocities. But before that, they must be able to convince you of absurdities. And the minute you believe this, then it happens. Give you a couple of examples. The first Prime Minister of Canada, John Macdonald, he was speaking to his people about the Indians, the indigenous native legitimate owners of the land. And he said, we can put schools in the reservations, and an Indian boy can be taught how to read and write. But he said, remember, this Indian boy is growing up with parents that are savages, in an environment that is savage, in a home that is savage. He said, this Indian boy is nothing but a savage that can read and write. Mind you, he is the one killing the people. He is the one stealing the land. Yet he has the audacity to look at the Indians and say, they are the ones that are savages. يُحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. They whisper to one another this eloquent speech, half-truth, in order to delude, in order to deceive the minds. How can you be doing this? You're the one doing the killing. You are the one doing the stealing of the land. Yet you turn around, and this is precisely what you do. Malcolm X makes this observation. He said, the irresponsible press. Said, you get the newspaper, and you start reading the newspaper. And when you read the newspaper, they make the oppressor look good. They make the oppressed look bad. And he said, if you're not paying attention, you will end up loving the oppressor and hating those who are oppressed. How does that happen? زخرف القول. The usage of eloquent speech, beautiful speech, fallacious arguments, by means of which they are able to deceive the minds and they are able to delude the people. And once propaganda takes place, then the next thing is the legitimization of violence. Fir'aun speaks. You know, subhanAllah, the Quran is such a beautiful book. And what we need to do is that we need to have a better relationship with the Quran. Read the Quran as if it is addressing us, addressing our times, addressing our situation, through which we can have an understanding of what is going on. Correct lenses by which we read our world. قال سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحيي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون. See, the minute he spread the propaganda, the minute he declared Musa عليه السلام and his followers are here to يبدل دينكم ويظهر في الأرض الفساد, he is here to spread corruption on earth and he is here to take away your way of life. The minute he proposed this propaganda, the very next thing that he proposed now is violence, when he said, سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. We shall kill their children and we shall keep alive their women to serve us. Propaganda. Frantz Fanon speaks about the Algerian opposition and the French. He said, here you are. These are the people who are stealing the land, killing the people, but they are looking into Algerian opposition, people who are seeking to get their independence. They are labeling them as extremists. They are labeling them as violence, even though they are the ones doing the stealing and doing the killing. Propaganda. You also look into this, and you cannot help. But the world that we live in is such a crazy world. Subhanaka ya Rabbi, subhanak. You know, Hind Rajab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her soul, ya Rabbi al-Alameen. young Palestinian child, 6 years old, she was shot 355 times by Zionist thugs. May the curse of Allah be upon all of them, each and every single one of them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. She's shot 355 times. How is this reported? Because you remember, any idea of having people having any kind of leniency, any kind of some sympathy with the oppressed is unacceptable. So how was that reported? Said that a Palestinian woman was shot 355 times. She's a six-year-old girl. But what do they say about her? Because see, if you use the term child, people are going to be asking questions. Why are you shooting a child, a young girl, 355 times? So what do? You must manipulate the language. What do now? Rather than calling her a child, you call her a woman. And now there is less sympathy. What in the world are you doing? You are doing precisely what the Quran said. You are using zukhruf al-qawl. You are telling half-truth. You are using eloquent speech in order to deceive the people. See, the Quran is a beautiful book. The Quran is an absolutely magnificent book. The Quran is a book that speaks to us, but only if we are listening, but only if we are listening to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's so many examples within the Quran, within the fair and what have you. So supposedly, during this time, there is going to be an advertisement that speaks about anti-Semitism. Please remember, see, nowhere in the Quran does the Quran ever promote anti-Semitism. You know, subhanAllah, not only that, remember that the most repeated story in the Quran is the story of Musa alayhi salam. The most repeated story. When you hear how the Quran speaks about the Torah, mentioned in the Quran in 22 different places, the Quran speaks so beautifully about the Torah. Nur, Huda, Rahma. It is described as a book of enlightenment, a book of guidance, a book of rahmah, a book in its original form from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, the Quran does not make itself look good at the expense of making other books look bad. The Quran does not speak of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam well at the expense of speaking of other messengers bad. That is not how it is. In fact, we challenge and we say, the Quran speaks about Musa alayhi salam, wallahi, better than the current Torah speaks about Musa alayhi salam. So don't come and tell us that, you know what, our book promotes anti-Semitism. And here's the thing. When they say that in advertisement, you need to do three things in order for your commercial or for your ad to be successful. You look for what they call celebrity endorsement. Celebrity endorsement, you bring people who are known amongst people and you make them speak for your cause, or you make them speak for your product. And what that endorsement does, it gives relatability, reliability, and memorability. You get to remember it. Well, if that celebrity said it, and so on. So this idea of anti-Semitism, and we are against anti-Semitism, we never want people to be targeted simply because of their race, because of the color of their skin, because of whatever. We never want this to happen to people, Jewish or anybody else. And when we say this, we're not saying it to be politically correct. Wallahi, this is in our heart of hearts. This is what we believe. I disagree with you, but by the end of the day, lakum dinukum waliya deen. To you is your way of life, to you is your belief, to you is your creed, and to me is mine. But the fear here is not that. The concern now is that any criticism of Zionism, of what Israel is doing, is going to be deemed as anti-Semitism. And what that does, this type of propaganda does, it will take away from what makes this country what it is. We're not going to stop being critical of these thugs, because they really are thugs. And what they are doing is illegal, it is illegitimate, it is unethical, it is immoral, it is inhumane, and inshallah we will not stop saying this. Inshallah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Then the fear here is that when people start equating any criticism of this wicked people with anti-Semitism, and that's going to be a problem. That is going to be a big problem. And the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, they will be spreading this half-truth. But see, if you consistently respond to this, this is really nice. And if we can just walk out learning this today, it'll be beautiful. Here is what one method of propaganda is. They say in propaganda, if they ask you the wrong question, they don't have to worry about the answers. If they ask you the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about the answers. So what do? They ask you wrong questions. At that point, what you answer is irrelevant. It is irrelevant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, this is what they do. يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. They whisper to one another this eloquent half-truth, this type of speech, غُرُورًا, in order to delude, in order to deceive, in order to change perceptions, to propagate. فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. Leave them and what it is that they do. Not leave them as in, leave them, do not waste time in trying to respond to this, but rather make sure that you work where it matters. People are changing their minds. People are asking important questions. Speak to these people. Speak to these people. And that is going to be the best way to respond to this propaganda, is making sure that you equip people with the truth. And the minute people start finding out, the propaganda is going to quell on its own. See, the month of Ramadan is coming, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our lives to witness the blessings of the month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. And during this month, starting now, we want to have a better relationship with the Quran, a relationship that helps us understand our situation, our world, helps us to see the world in a better light, in a more godly, divine light. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do so, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Like we said, the month of Ramadan is only a few weeks away. And they say that believers, whenever we have a guest coming up, you know, we all start getting ourselves and our places ready to receive. The month of Ramadan is not just any guest. It is the most beautiful annual guest that is going to be passing by us, inshallah, if Allah extends in our lives to witness it, ya Rabbil Alameen. And as such, this is when we get ready. One common mistake that we make is that when Ramadan comes, I will do 1, 2, and 3. That's not how it works. How it works is I will make myself ready to receive and be received by the month of Ramadan. So that when Ramadan, wise people don't wait for the guests to arrive to get themselves ready. They start getting themselves ready before the guest arrives. And that is part of honoring the guest. Especially when it is known when that guest is arriving. That guest is not going to surprise us. The guest, inshallah, will be coming at the beginning of March. So please, inshallah, look into it. Improving our relationship with the Quran, making sure that we are here with the masjid more often, frequenting the masjid, not just being overwhelmed by this when the month of Ramadan comes, making sure that we start our family circles, making sure that we're starting our Quran circles with our families. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do so, ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are not doing well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a full and speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the pain of the people of Gaza and the people of the West Bank. Wherever people are oppressed, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the souls of our loved ones who passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our lives to witness the month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين لا إله إلا أنت اللهم يا ربنا بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان وارزقنا فيه صالح الأعمال والأقوال برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استوى الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, we're going to be continuing our family fun night tonight. Just going to go through the different changes from the first time that we had it. Inshallah, tonight it will be starting at 7 p.m. And it will still be in all the spaces that you saw last time, which is what we call the West Hall, the ladies' side behind the cafe and the snack bar. We'll be utilizing all of those rooms, inshallah. So make sure to go there and check your children in. Some of the other changes, too, is we're going to have a game room that's been added, a mothers with kids room that's been added, and also the sisters' social area will also be in that room. So not in the community room. The community room will be closed and only used as overflow if needed, but everything will be in that section where we had the family fun night last time. So make sure to come, check them in. Also, as we mentioned the first time around, we were sponsoring the first one, but to continue it on a consistent basis, inshallah, there's going to be a registration fee, so $5 per child. If you do that online, and then on-site, it's $10 per child. So make sure to do it online. You can do it through the kiosk. You can do it through the newsletter, our text messages. So it's $5 per child, inshallah. And we look forward to seeing you guys there for that tonight. For the rest of the weekend, tomorrow, PVS is holding a mother and daughter workshop called Ummi and Me. And that's going on from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. here at MIC. If you want to register for that, we've also been sharing the link. If you have any questions for it as well, we'll try to address it. And then Amana Mutual Funds and Saturna Capital will be here at 5:30 after Maghrib in the prayer hall to present about investing and financing with Islamic principles. So that will be at 5:30 tomorrow. And then lastly, there will be a Super Bowl watch party hosted by 901 Ummah in the youth lounge on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. as well. Jazakallah khair.